Unit 9, page 94, exercise 2.
The Secrets of the Deep. Ivan Popov is a deep-sea biologist. We asked him about the fear of and fascination with one of the most important frontiers on our planet. Why are we so fascinated by our seas and oceans?
In the past, we didn't know much about our seas and oceans. They represented a frontier to explore, much like outer space today. Popular tales about sea monsters and shipwrecks taught us to have respect for these great expanses of water, and tales often reflected the concerns of the time. For example, in the 1950s, the movies about the sea monster Godzilla became very popular. Godzilla was a product of radiation from nuclear testing in the Pacific Ocean. Hardly any of the deep sea had been explored then, and people were afraid of what the radiation might have caused.
How much do we know about the deep sea?
We have very little knowledge of the deep sea. Despite centuries of exploration, we've only mapped 5% of the ocean. It's extraordinary when you consider that oceans cover 71% of our planet's surface and have an average depth of 4 kilometers. And yet, we have better maps of the surface of Mars and the dark side of the moon. Think of it this way. We've sent more people to the moon than we have to the deepest part of the ocean.
What kind of creatures have we found in the deep sea?
Every time someone explores the deep, they find incredibly weird new species, such as goblin sharks or vampire squids. Strangely enough, until the late 19th century, no one believed that there was any life in the deep sea. People thought that nothing could survive such a hostile environment. It was incredibly cold, with no light, and an enormous amount of pressure. However, not only is there life in the deep sea, but the deepest parts of the ocean floor have thriving ecosystems, with giant tube worms, clams, and many other species.
Let's talk a bit more about deep sea geography. What are its main characteristics?
The deep sea has some of the most amazing geography on the planet. The deepest part of the ocean is almost 11,000 meters deep. It's called Challenger Deep and is in the Mariana Trench in the Pacific. If Mount Everest were submerged there, its peak would be more than 2,000 meters beneath the surface. We also have the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. This is part of an underwater mountain range which stretches 70,000 kilometers around our planet. It contains thousands of peaks, many taller than mountains in the Alps.
Why should we care about the deep seas?
The deep sea plays a key role in supporting life on Earth. It produces 70% of the world's oxygen. It's an important part of the food chain, and it lowers the temperature of our planet. Unfortunately, global warming, ocean acidification, and plastic waste are all threats to this ecosystem. Less and less food is being carried down to the depths of the sea, so more dead zones are appearing, with no oxygen or marine life. The deep sea is crucial to the survival of all of life on Earth. And yet, this most important part of our planet is the least known. That is a concern, but it's also an amazing opportunity to learn more.